Today, we're talking about a Band-Aid, a drawer, and the part of motherhood no one warns you about. Welcome to the only therapy podcast that can actually change your life. I'm therapist Amy Neufeld, and I do things a little differently around here. I'm going to give you clinical insight you've never heard before. And best of all, I'm going to tell you what to actually do to change your fucking life. This is Now What? Mother's Day is weird because the whole day is about appreciating moms, but no one really talks about the hardest part of being one. And I don't think the hardest part is the laundry. I mean, I hate laundry, but that's not the hardest part. And it isn't the snacks. And I don't think it's the sports schedules or the permission slips or the group texts. I hate those though. Or the emotional labor. Although, yeah, sure, all of that can make a person want to fake their own disappearance. You are biologically wired to protect your child, but you are also responsible for preparing them for a life where you cannot protect them from everything. And that tension, it's brutal, because the same love that makes you want to jump in is the love that eventually has to learn when not to. And that's the part of motherhood that does not fit neatly on a card. But I want to talk about the part where the job changes. The part where the very instincts that made you a good mother when they were little can start getting in the way when they get older. Because when your child is a baby, protection is the job, right? They cry, you pick them up. They're hungry, you feed them. They're scared, you grab their hand or you hold them. Their nervous system borrows yours. Your body becomes a part of their safety. And then, guys, they grow. And no one tells your nervous system. No one sends a memo that says, okay, now she's 12, stop reacting like every discomfort is danger. No one tells your body he's 16 and this friendship problem is not a bear outside the cave. No one tells your heart your job is freaking changing. So you still feel that pull, right? The pull to fix it or get in front of it and prevent it or smooth it over. Somehow step in, get ahead of that pain. And then we wonder why motherhood can feel so confusing. Because the kid is growing, but the instinct is still ancient. And it shows up in the weirdest places. It's not always in those big, huge moments. It's not always at like graduation coming up soon or moving day or when they drive away for the first time. Oh my gosh, though, that did get me that one. Yeah, sometimes it's just a Band-Aid. I remember one day my son called out to me. He was like, Mom, where are the Band-Aids? And it was such a normal sentence. It was so small, so nothing. But I swear it hit me. And yes, I'm about to grab for my tissue box. It hit me because there was a time when if one of my kids had a scrape, I was the whole medical team. I inspected it. I rinsed it. I made the face that said, oh, wow, that's serious. Even when it was possibly the smallest injury known to mankind, I opened the Band-Aid box. I put it on. I smoothed those edges, kissed around the surrounding area because God forbid you kiss the actual wound, right? Remember those? I was involved. And then suddenly, years later, I'm standing somewhere in the house and my son just yells, Mom, where are the Band-Aids? What? Yeah, I had to resist the urge to jump in and jump up and get them. I really did. It took every ounce of me because some part of me still wanted to move. Part of me still wanted to be needed in that immediate way. But instead, I did what I had to and I just called back, check the third drawer. That's what I did. That was it. Check the third drawer. Oh, it sounds so silly. But there was something in that moment, that second, like, wait, hold on. We're here now? We're at that part where you know you're bleeding. You know you need a Band-Aid. You know you need to ask where they are, and my job is just to tell you the drawer? Oh my gosh, that's a new job. And then I had this other ridiculous thought. Hold on, I am seriously shedding tears here. Okay, I had this other ridiculous thought. When was the last time I even bought freaking Band-Aids because I used to go through boxes of them. I used to stand in the aisle and choose between Elmo Band-Aids and Neon Band-Aids. And that decision seemed like it was impossible to make. I needed to get just the right Band-Aids. Yeah, it mattered. The Band-Aid was half the medical intervention, half the emotional support animal. And then at some point, I stopped buying the character ones. At some point, I just bought the regular adult ones. And no one warned me that that purchase could make me sad. No one tells you that grief can show up in the first aid aisle in CVS. But it does. Because what you're really realizing is not, my kid doesn't like Elmo anymore. You're realizing, my child is needing me differently. And sometimes, if we're honest, oh, that hurts a little, a lot. And this is the part of motherhood I don't think we name enough. We talk a lot about the exhaustion of being needed constantly. Being needed constantly can break your brain. But we don't talk as much about the ache of being needed less, or not even less, differently, because that's the more accurate word. They still need you, I promise, but they don't need you in the same way. They don't need you to put on a Band-Aid. They don't even need you to solve every friendship problem. They don't need you to make every uncomfortable feeling go away. They need you to be something else. Yeah, still safe and loving and certainly still there, but less of like the emergency response team that you oh so loved being. It's more of this steady voice coming from the other room saying, check the third drawer. I'm here. You've got this. Tell me what you think you should do. That's it. I know that doesn't sound as romantic as a mother's love is forever, but honestly, it's more powerful. Because here's the therapist take. The instinct to protect your child isn't the problem. That instinct's beautiful. It's biological. It's primal. It's the reason babies survive, actually. It's the reason toddlers don't launch themselves off furniture without someone nearby calculating the angle of impact. It's the reason you can hear your own child's cough from three rooms away. That instinct is not bad, but as our kids grow, that instinct has to mature because it can start to interfere with the very thing we're trying to build. We're trying to build their capacity and their confidence. I say all the time, their resilience, that's what we want to instill. Their ability to recover and think, I can handle this. I got this. When they are little, protection often means removing a danger. I'll give you that. When they get older, protection often means helping them build the ability to face discomfort without falling apart. That's a very different job for us moms. Your kid might not even thank you. No, your kid's not going to thank you, at least not now. In fact, they might be annoyed that you didn't swoop in. But there is a kind of love that says, I'm not going to confuse your discomfort with danger. I'm not going to treat every hard moment like an emergency. And I'm not going to take over something that belongs to your growth. So maybe the reframe is this, okay? Motherhood is not one job. It's a job that keeps changing while you are still emotionally attached to the old version. That's what makes it so fucking hard. You finally learn how to be the mom of a baby, and then the baby becomes a toddler. You finally learn how to be the mom of a toddler, and that baby becomes a school-age kid. So then you learn that stage, and then puberty enters the room like a freaking raccoon in the attic. You finally figure out that middle school version, and suddenly, yeah, they're driving. So you adjust to high school, and then they're leaving. Oh my gosh. Yeah, at every stage, motherhood asks, can you love them in the way this version of them actually needs? Not the way the younger version needed. Not the way your anxiety wants to love them. Not the way your grief wants to keep them close. But the way this growing person needs now. I'll say it again, that is hard because sometimes protecting them now means not protecting them from every feeling. Sometimes loving them means, yeah, letting them feel the weight of their own choices. Sometimes it's close to them, but not in the same way. Maybe it's being close to them and not inserting yourself into every problem. Sometimes being their safe place means letting them leave the safe place and come back. And I know that can feel backwards because when they were little, being a good mom meant responding fast, immediate, fully. The cry meant come here, or the fall like meant run over. The fever meant cancel everything, right? You're just going to stay put. That scared face meant you needed to open your arms and be right there as close as you can to them. And then they grow, and suddenly the signal changes. The distress is still there, for sure, but the job isn't always to remove it. Sometimes the job is to stand near it. Sometimes it's to say, it's really hard. What do you think you're going to do now? Sometimes, you guys, the job is to say nothing. Not right away, at least, because your silence gives them space to hear themselves think. And they need to do that. That part, again, is not easy because your body may still be screaming, move, fix, prevent, protect. This is not about becoming less loving or about being detached. It's not about ignoring your kid. It's not about letting them down. This is about learning the difference between danger and discomfort. Danger needs protection. Discomfort needs support. And they're not the same thing. If your child is unsafe, please step in. If your child is being harmed, you gotta step in. If your child is truly overwhelmed beyond what they can access, step in. But if your child is disappointed, embarrassed, bored, anxious, I don't know, frustrated, left out, annoyed, or dealing with a natural consequence, the first move isn't to solve it. The first move is to pause, breathe, tap your nervous system on the shoulder. Remind that nervous system of yours, my child is struggling, but my child is not in danger. They're uncomfortable and capable. My child needs me, but not always as the rescuer. And honestly, that pause, that's my heartache. That pause can feel like a tiny break in your heart because the part of you may miss that old job, the job where the need was obvious, the job where they reached for you first. Oh, I'm like aching for that because it felt good. It was the job where the solution was sometimes as simple as a Band-Aid, a kiss, and a snack. Man, I miss those days. There's a strange grief in watching your child need you differently. Not because something's wrong, because something's working. They're growing. They're becoming more separate. They're building a life inside themselves that is not entirely dependent on you. And that's the goal. But can we be honest? May I? That goal hurts. Sometimes you are proud and sad at the same exact time. Sometimes you want them to be independent and that independence shows up and you're like, wait, what? I didn't want it today. Like I do that all the time. I'm like, yep, that's the goal. That's the goal. And then it's there. I'm like, no, hold on, wait. Sometimes you want them to handle things and they do. And you realize you're not emotionally prepared to be less central in that moment. That is motherhood. It's not just about raising them. It's also adjusting who you have to become as they grow. Sometimes that means picking them up. Okay. Sometimes it's holding them or putting the Band-Aid on, but sometimes it means saying, check the third drawer. And sometimes eventually it means you don't even know they scraped their knee. That, you guys, just wait for that. That's the wild one. Because when they were little, their pain came to you first. Every scrape, every bump, every hurt feeling, every, mom, you were their first stop. And then one day you realize there are whole parts of their life happening outside your view. They get hurt and handle it. They get embarrassed and they don't tell you. They feel disappointed and process it with a friend. And of course, we want them to do that. That is healthy, that is development, and that is the point. Oh, but does it ache? So this Mother's Day, yes, I do hope someone brings you coffee. I hope someone writes you something super nice in a card. I hope someone handles the reservation, cleans the kitchen, or at the very least does not ask you where the tape is while making or wrapping your gift. I can't believe I can make myself cry. Motherhood is not just the work of holding on. It's also the work of slowly, painfully letting go of the job change, not letting go of the person. The baby who needed your whole body becomes the child who needs your hand. It's just different. The child who needed your hand becomes the teenager who needs your steadiness. It's just different. That teenager who needed your steadiness becomes the young adult who needs your belief. And somewhere along the way, you stop putting on every Band-Aid. You stop buying the Elmo ones. You stop knowing about every scrape. Yes, that can hurt. Not them. That can hurt you. But it also means something beautiful is happening. They are becoming theirs. And you are still their mother, just in a new way. All right, dry eyes. Hold on. Here's your now what. This week, notice one moment here your instinct wants to do the old job. The old job says fix it, prevent it, get ahead of it, make it easier, keep them from feeling it. And before you move, pause and ask, what is the job now? Is the job to solve this? Or is the job to sing out there? Or is the job to help them tolerate the discomfort? Is that job to put on that Band-Aid? Or is the job to say, check the third drawer? Because both are love. They're just at different stages of love. So maybe this week, instead of jumping in, you just try a different way of showing up. It might sound something like, do you want comfort or help making a plan? Try something different. If it feels too hard for you, good. Not because suffering is noble. Good because it means you found the edge, the place where your child is growing and your nervous system is trying to catch up. So that is your now what. Pause before you protect and then ask, what is the job right now? All right, take that into the real world and practice it. See you guys next time. The Now What podcast is purely for entertainment and education purposes and shall not be used in place of your individual therapy.